Thank you, Dr. Foster. Wow, now I know why they make you take that course in public speaking. When I decided to come to college almost 4 years ago, I wasn't a very promising candidate. I had pretty bad grades in high school and all that. I had the desire to come to college. I just needed someone to give me a chance. For me, Metro State has meant opportunity. When I wanted an education, Metro State offered me one, and I believe I made the most of it. I have a little bit more to say, but first I wish to recognize certain teachers who have had a significant effect on my education, or whose classes I've especially enjoyed. This probably isn't interesting to a lot of you, but it's my speech, and these people deserve to be recognized anyway. They are Rich Posey, Lindsay Packer, Judith Gurka, Jerry Schultz, Larry Johnson, Bill Emerson, TJ Warros, Steve Beatty, Keith Norwood, Jody Paul, Ray Curran, Lewis Tallman, and John Kennedy. Also, two people in the School of Letters, Arts, and Sciences, Constance Novikoff and Vince Werner, were always helpful and friendly. Now we are all college educated. I'm sure many of you have plans for where you want to go from here. As for me, I confess that I lack a strong vision for the future. I do, however, know that I want my life to matter, and more than that, I want it to matter for good. What a shame to have lived a meaningless life, but how immeasurably worse to have lived for ill. For this reason, I ask you, who are the creators and inventors of the present and future, to consider what good you may do by sharing freely your creations and inventions with the world. I'm a scientist, though a poor one, and I believe in the scientific method. Science is best served when discoveries are shared among scientists and the general public, for we are all scientists, not jealously guarded for the benefit of a few. Even those few that benefit may be worse off in the long run. You need not give up material comforts to be a good friend to others. I, for one, make my living writing software that is shared without restriction. I'm an artist, though a poor one, and I wish to be true to the spirit of an artist. Art, like plants, like animals, like all living things, flourishes only when allowed to grow. Artists know that the creation of a work of art has moral consequences. Indeed, all art aspires to have such an effect. Know then too, ye artists, and we are all artists, that how you share your work, or don't, has moral consequences also. Chains and barriers are a fitting subject for art, but art itself must not be restrained. For good or for bad, we are all joint authors of the future. Let us, therefore, work with rather than against each other, that at the end it may be said, we did so much good. Thank you, Metro State.